Mr. President?
Yeah.
Mr. Ford is for you. Ready?
Abe.
Yes, sir.
I forgot to ask you. I've got a hell of a good man. It's a district judge named Raul Castro. R-A-U-L-C-A-S-T-R-O.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be helpful to Carl Hayden out there, and the old man does everything we ever ask him to do and never wants anything. He wants him to be ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
He's married to a rich woman and got plenty of money and a good judge, and we checked him out, and he's excellent in every respect except his name. Mm-hmm. You think that name hurt us?
No. No.
I think he'd kick back on Goldwater if he made fun of us for naming the guy. The fella can't help his name.
Oh, sure. And you know, this sounds silly, but you know, there's a Castro convertible bed. It's advertised all over the country. So there is some dilution of the name. Anyway.
You see nothing wrong with it?
No, sir.
The backlash figures of Gallup shows that this Sunday, it's just finished today, 27% of all Republicans are defecting. 41% in the East, 28% in the Midwest, 23% in the West, 13% in the South.
That's fantastic.
Age groups, 36% of the 21 to 29, 29% of the 30-49, 25% of the 50.
Hmm.
Negro, 78% of the Negro Republicans are for Johnson. 16% of the Negro Republicans for Goldwater. 6% undecided.
Hmm.
Protestant Republicans, 27% are for Johnson. Catholic Republicans, 26% are for Johnson. Manual workers, 35. Executives, 21. White collar, 27. Farmer, 30.
Fantastic.
The backlash is 8 or 9%. The front lash is 27.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make it two separate stories. Gallup just called it in.
That's wonderful. That's great. That was a good phrase, the front lash and the backlash.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Waiting.